弟兄刚才带领我们唱这首诗歌，赞美的诗歌。
Our brother just led us to sing this hymn of praise.
我心里有一个深深的感动。
And I have such a deep feeling in my heart.
我们应当把鞋脱掉。
That we should take off our sandals.
因为这里是圣地。
For this is the holy ground.
我们感谢主，他的同在在我们的中间。
We thank the Lord for His presence in our midst.
能够住在我们这样的瓦器里头。
And He actually dwells in us, this clay.
我们感谢赞美他。
We thank Him and praise Him.
好，我们请弟兄姊妹，我们一起来读几处主的话。
Now, brothers and sisters, shall we first read a few passages of Lord's word?
哥林多后书。
Second Corinthians.
第四章
Chapter 4
我们读六到七节
Verses 6 to 7
那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神已经照在我们心里叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上
For it is the God who commanded light to shine out the darkness, who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us.
我们在读腓立比书第四章。
Philippians chapter 4。
我们读十一节到十三节。
Verses 11 to 13。
十一节到十三节。
11 to 13。
我并不是因缺乏说这话，我无论在什么境况。都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。
Now that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content.
我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，谁是谁在，我都得了秘诀。
I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound.Everywhere and in all things, I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need.
十三节
Verse 13.
我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
两年前，大约两年前，我也交通过这方面的这个主题。
About 2 years ago, I also shared a theme in this regard.
最近觉得好像还是有一些感觉想交通 给弟兄姊妹。
But recently, I still have this feeling that I need to share furthermore on it.
不少的弟兄们都认为哥林多在保罗的书信里头，哥林多后书还有腓立比书。
Quite a brothers and sisters have this sense that in 2 Corinthians and also in Philippians written by Paul,
这两封书信呢，充分的表现了，显出了保罗的为人。
These two epistles have fully manifested Paul's conduct and as a person.
呈现出保罗的这个人的真性情。
They show us the true nature of Paul.
在腓立比书里面，我们看见保罗对腓立比教会弟兄姊妹的一个爱。
In Philippians, we read about the love that Paul had for the Philippian brethren.
他表达出对他们那种思念挂念。
And the kind of concern and yearning that Paul had for them.
我们也看到在他们保罗与腓立比的弟兄姊妹中间那种相互的爱。
We also see the love between Paul and the brethren at Philippi.
所以保罗把他心向他们敞开，有一个推心置腹的一个交通。
Therefore, Paul opened up his heart and shared the very depth of his heart with them.
那在哥林多后书里面呢
？And in Second Corinthians，
也更多的表露了表保罗的这个真我。
It also shows us the true Paul。
完全没有一点掩盖掩饰。
Not whatsoever any covering of himself。
所以我们从哥林多后书里头，我们看见了一个真实的保罗的所事。
So here we see in Second Corinthians the true person of Paul。
所以这也是哥林多后书。对我们来说 是所谓那么宝贝的一个原因。
So this is one of the reasons that Second Corinthians is so precious to us.
因为我们在哥林多后书里面看见保罗不同的性情。
Now here in Second Corinthians, we actually can read about and see the different aspects of Paul's personalities.
看见他对哥林多弟兄姊妹那种感情的流露。
See the overflowing of Paul's emotion to the brethren there.
有时候是快乐的。
Sometimes it was happy.
啊，有时候是忧愁的。
Otherwise, it's grieving.
啊，有时候是惧怕的。
Sometimes it's a sentiment of fear.
软弱的。
Weakness.
有时候是勇敢的。
Other times it's a sentiment of bravery.
哎，有时候我们看见保罗有怒气，生气。
Oh, sometimes we see Paul was angry.
所以我们看见各种情感都表现在这封书信里头。
So we see all the spectrum of his emotions are being revealed in this epistle.
其实它让我们认识了保罗这个人。
So this epistle enables us to know Paul, this person.
一个充满了人性的主的使徒。
An apostle of the Lord, a person of all the human nature.
一个被圣灵所感动。写下最高启示的以弗所书的使徒。
This is the same apostle who was being touched by the Holy Spirit to write down the consummation of the revelation of all the books, that is the book of Ephesians.
同样的圣灵感动他写下了哥林多后书。
And also the same Holy Spirit moved Paul to write the Second Corinthians.
尼弟兄在早年的时候。
Brother Nee, at his earlier age,
他说到哥林多后书对他的影响。
He talked about the influence of Second Corinthians on himself.
因为他年轻的时候读了很多的书，熟读圣经。
Brother Nee, as he was young, he read so many books and he was so versed in the Bible.
所以他对基督徒这个属天的生命啊，属灵的生命啊，这个很高的这个生命的启示，他很熟悉。
Therefore, he was very familiar of all the Christian heavenly life that is being revealed to the brethren.
但是呢，他说有一阵呢，他觉得这个太高了，好像他这个人好像活不出来。
But for a period of time, he felt the revelation is so lofty, so high, but we are not able to carry it out.
后来他说，他从哥林多后书里面看见一个真理。
Then he.Found the truth from Second Corinthians.
就从后书里面看见保罗的真性情。
That because he actually saw the true nature of Paul in Second Corinthians.
原话我不记得了。
I cannot remember the original words by our brother.
就是看见哥林多后书里面一个充满人性的主的使徒。
But I just paraphrased that it's just one of the apostles of our Lord who's full of human nature.
所以哥林多后书让我们看见
So here, Second Corinthians shows us
一个真正的一个真实的基督徒的样子
The real state of a true Christian
我们可以这样说我们一个真实基督徒我们是一个瓦器
So we could say it in this way that a true Christian is actually a vessel of clay
我们知道我们是瓦器
We know we are clay vessels
换句话说我们应该知道我们是瓦不过是瓦器
In another word, we should know that we are merely clay vessels.
但是
But,
我们有宝贝放在里面。
We have this treasure within.
我们有这宝贝放在里面。
We have this treasure placed within us.
是的，一面来说是人性的一面。
Yes, on the one hand, in terms of the human nature.
一面来说是主基督的生命，属灵的生命。
We're just clay.Vessels, but on the other hand, we have the Lord's spiritual life within.
两者都在其中。
Both of them are within us.
两者结合在一起。
And both of them are meshed, combined together.
我们在旧约里面看到数据的时候，数据。
In the Old Testament, when we read about the meal offering,
它是油和细面的调和。
It's a mixture of oil and fine flour.
油象征着我们神性的一面。
Oil represents our God's deity.
象征着圣灵主的生命。
It represents the Holy Spirit, the life of our Lord.
细面象征着我们人的一面。
Now, fine flour represents the human side.
我们再看见祭司穿的披戴的那个衣服的。
And we also read about ephod that the priest puts on.
我们知道是它是金线和那个细麻线编织成的。
We know it's woven with golden and fine linen yarn.
是，我们看见有金线，我们也看见有麻线。
Here we see the golden yarn, and also we see the fine linen.
我们知道金代表了神的神。
And we know that gold represents God's attributes.
代表那个属天的。
It speaks of the heavenliness.
麻代表我们自己人性里面的。
The linen represents our human side.
它是交织在一起编成了以弗德。
And they are woven together.
那在会幕里面，我们看见素板。
And here in the tabernacle, we see this boards.
那素板是皂荚木所做的。
And boards are made of acacia wood.
所以皂荚木也代表了人性的坚贞。
And also, acacia wood represents on man's side the sturdiness.
当然，皂荚木究竟还是木。
Of course, acacia wood is wood itself.
所以它也会被毁坏的。
So it could be destroyed.
但是我们看见这个素板围成了这个会幕里头。
But we see that in the tabernacle, all the boards being lifted up as the wall.
同样有一个宝贝，就是至圣所里面的约柜。
And also there is another treasure that's in the holy of the holiest.
那我们再看到圣殿里的石头，圣殿建造圣殿的石头。
As we consider the stones being built, put together to build the holy temple.
同样，他在至圣所里面有约柜。
Likewise, in the Holy of Holies, we see the Ark of the Covenant.
我们知道，如果离开了约柜，那么会幕、圣殿都没有意义。
We know apart from the Ark of the Covenant, whether it's tabernacle or the temple, they're all useless.
不过是一堆木头、一堆石头而已，是不是？
It's just a bunch of wood and stones put together.
因为我今天在美国各地旅游，或者到欧洲，你看见很多辉煌的大教堂，对不对？
So today, if you go to the States or go to Europe, you will see so many magnificent chapels.
非常漂亮的石头建筑。
Being built up by beautiful, gorgeous stones.
我们要问问里面有没有至圣所，有没有约柜在里面。
Then we have to ask this question: Is there the Ark of Covenant or the most holy place within?
今天同样在教会里头。
So likewise today in the church.
主的同在在我们中，在不在我们中间
？Is there the presence of God in our midst?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们这些蒙恩的罪人，他愿意住在我们中间。
He desires to live among us who are sinners, but saved by grace.
我们最近读以弗所书，我们的基督是元首，教会的元首。
It recently we read about Ephesians that Christ is the head of the church.
教会是他身体。
And the church is his body.
我们这些是他肢体。
We are members of the Lord.
蒙恩的罪人。
We are sinners, but received saved by his grace.
但是主在我们中间。
However, the Lord is in our midst.
我们感谢赞美他。
So we thank and praise him.
我们看到一个从灵后里面看见一个看似保罗的矛盾的生活。
And in 2 Corinthians, we seem to see this contradictory life of Paul.
这个是我们看一个灵后的第六章，好不好
？So let's now read chapter 6, 2 Corinthians.
这个第六章里面呢有一段话。
There is a one paragraph here.
第六章的第八节，我们看第八节好了。
6:8.
这里保罗说，荣耀、羞辱、恶名、美名，是否是诱惑人的，却是诚实的。
Verse 8, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true.
是否不为人所知，却是人所共知的，是否要死，却是活着的，是否受责罚，却是不至丧命的。
Verse 9, as unknown and yet well known, as dying, and behold we live, as chastened and yet not killed.
是否忧愁，却是常快乐的，是否贫穷，却是叫许多人富足的，是否一无所有，却是样样都有的。
Verse 10, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, and yet possessing all things.
我们再说，从保罗的这个书信里头，我们就看见这个相看是一个矛盾的生活的人。
So here again, in 2 Corinthians, we see Paul, it seems he possesses a contradictory state of living.
是的，我们从他的经历里头，从他书信的字里行间里头。
From his experiences and between the lines of this epistle,
我们看见一个真实的人。
We see this true person.
但是我们也看见一点。
But we also see one thing here.
这个是很宝贝的一个点。
Which is a very precious point.
如果我们把零后全部读完以后。
That is, if you finish Second Corinthians in one setting.
我们看见保罗渐渐的退去了。
We see that Paul seems to be fading out of the picture.
基督的生命渐渐的显出。
And the life of Christ seems to appear.
或者说，我们看见基督住在保罗里头。
Or we could say that Christ, we see Christ living in Paul.
基督生命更多在保罗里头显出来。
And Christ's life is being more shown by Paul.
就他自己说的。
Just as Paul says himself.
这个宝贝在瓦器里头。
He has this treasure in earthen vessels.
这个宝贝借着瓦器发出光辉。
And this, through this treasure, there is light shining out of this earthen vessel.
是的，我们看见了一个看似很矛盾的生活。
Yes, sometimes we see such a contradictory life.
但是就是在这样的一个经历的里头，我们看见了一个主的使徒在经历基督生命。当中发出那个光辉。
But in his experiences, we see one of the Lord's apostles, after experiencing it all, actually send out the light of our Christ.
或者我们再多看一个例子哈，在雅各的经历里头。
Maybe we should consider another example, Jacob.
我们看一下创世纪的28章去哈。
Genesis 28.
在创世纪那个28章，我们知道雅各呢要去他舅舅那里。
We know that here Jacob was about to go to
巴旦约兰，对，巴旦亚兰。
To go to Paddan Aram.
所以到出了别是巴以后呢，神在梦中给他一个启示。
After he departed Beersheba, God revealed Himself in his dream.
那段话是对雅各一个。很大的一个启示。
And that's a great revelation to Jacob from God.
只是他将来他要比神要做的事。
God is showing to Jacob what he would do in the future.
我们选一段读一下。
So we will just pick a few verses here.
28章的十五节哈。
Verse 15.
主在这里说，我也与你同在，你无论往哪里去，我必保佑你。领你归回这地，总不离弃你，直到我成全了向你所允许的。
Verse 15, Behold, this is our Lord saying, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you.
在这个地方，神给他的指示，神给他一个保证。
Here the Lord gave Jacob an instruction and also an assurance.
我们用这个话说，神给这个雅各有一个保全保，一个全的保险。
It's like God was giving Jacob a 100% insurance to him.
你离开这里以后，你一路上，你的将来，我都必与你同在。
The Lord is saying that after you left here, all throughout all your life, I will be with you.
而且神说，我必成就我所应许你的。
And I will accomplish what I have promised you.
好，以后往后我们就看见雅各的经历，到了舅舅拉班那里。
And if we read further on, we see Jacob's experience as he went to stay with Laban, his uncle.
我们看见他里头很多的坎坷的生活，一些苦的经历。
And we see so many bitter experiences that Jacob went through, all the up and downs of his life.
好，我们到了三十一章以后呢
？So here, as we see in chapter 31,
第三节那里，耶和华对雅各说：“你要回你祖父之地，到你亲族那里去，我必与你同在。”
Then the Lord said to Jacob, "Return to the land of your fathers and to your family, and I will be with you."
神的话是够清楚的。
God's word is so crystal clear here.
神的话是给，应该说给雅各。够足的信心，足够的信心。
And this should give Jacob enough faith.
好，我们看见雅各继续上路。
And we see Jacob continue to go on his journey.
然后经过了拉班舅舅来追的那段经过。
And after the passage that Laban came to pursue after him.
所以雅各也很委屈啊，他说：“我这二十年呢，在你家服侍你。”为你两个女儿服侍你十四年。
And even Jacob felt he was giving the short end of the stick. Oh, anyway, because for the 20 years he served Laban, he changed his wages all the time.
对，他说，然后我为你的羊群服侍你六年，你又十次改了我的工价。
10 times he changed his wages when he served to take care of all the flocks. For the 10 years period.
哎呀，我们在这里看见一个雅各。
So here we see a Jacob.
啊，里头很好多的苦，好多的苦。
And there's so much grieving, bitterness in his heart.
嗯，好多的抱怨，委屈啊。
And all the bitterness, complained, and he felt all the injustices.
好，我们进三十二章。
Now we come to chapter 32.
他那里说，雅各仍旧行路。
It says so. Jacob went on his way.
但是有一个很宝贝的点。
And here,
接下来，神的使者遇见他。
Next, we see a very precious point. That is, the angels of God met him.
雅各看见他们就说：“这是神的军兵。”
And then when Jacob saw them, he said, "This is God's camp."
你看，经过跟舅舅拉班那件事以后呢？神继续来勉励雅各。
After Jacob dealing with his uncle, God here again encouraged him.
在雅各继续前进的路上，神的使者与他同在。
As Jacob went on his way, God's angels continued to be with Jacob.
这里说是神的军兵啊。
And here it says, "This is God's camp or soldiers."
那我们可不可以这样说，神的军兵要保护？雅各一路的行程，直到回到父家，是不是
？Could we say it in this way that God's soldiers, God's camp would continue to take care of Jacob until he reaches his father's house？
好，接下来我们都熟悉，知道雅各接下来啊，要先派人去看哥哥以扫。
Next, we all know about the story that Jacob first had to send people to see his brother Esau.
哎呀，听说他哥哥带400个人来迎接他。
Because he heard his brother took with him 400 people to come to meet him.
他又吓坏了。
He was so scared to death.
所以呢，他就把他的这个大队人马分成三队，三批人，对不对
？So he divided all his people into three groups.
哎呀，前面先走10里这一批，对不对
？At first.All of his maids would go for in the first row.
哎，然后再把这个拉杰那一批、菲律宾等等。
And also Rachel in the next group.
本利亚是放在前面，拉杰在后面。
And Leah was before Rachel.
我们看见一个这幅图画，让我们感觉。
And as we look at this picture.
神在他身上有保证。
We feel that God has had this assurance given to him.
雅各也有经历的。
And Jacob also had his own experiences with the Lord.
那神继续的保护他。
And God continued to protect Jacob.
那雅各里头还是觉得害怕。
But still, Jacob was afraid within.
还是担心他哥哥。
He was still worried about his brother.
好，最后知道哪里？到亚伯渡口以后。
And eventually they came to the Jacob's ford.
再次遇见神的使者。
And once again they met the messenger of God.
而且神给他改名，你不要再叫雅各，你叫以色列。
And so God changed his name, no longer should be called Jacob but Israel.
我们还是看见雅各把他的人马还是分开。
But here still we see that Jacob did the same thing to divide the flock and the people into different groups.
我们看见雅各渐渐的，但是还是有些担心，对不对？还是有些担忧在里头。
Gradually he trusted in the God, but all the way he always had this worry within his heart.
然后最后哥哥说：“我们一起走吧。”
And eventually the brother said to Jacob, "Let's go together."
啊，雅各怎么讲呢？
Then how did Jacob reply?
他说啊，容他叫他，他说什么？他说：“求我主啊，在仆人前头走，我要。”两者在我面前，禽畜和孩子们的力量慢慢的前行，直到走到希尔，我主那里。
He said, "Lord, go ahead before me. I have to see how my servants and how my flock conditions are. We will walk later on until we reach Mount Seir."
后来哥哥呢，以扫就说，他说，容我把跟随我的人呢，留几个在你这里。雅各说，何必呢？只要在我主眼前蒙恩就是了。
And Jacob, Esau said, I will leave some of my people with you. But Jacob said, no, just go ahead. As long as I found favor in your sight.
好，我们在这个最后那一节哈，在三十三章的最后啊，不是三十三章十六节。于是以扫当日起行回到希尔去了，雅各呢就住往苏格去。在那里为自己盖造房屋，又为牲畜打棚，因此那地方名叫苏格。
And then we read 33 verses 16 and 17. So Esau returned that day on his way to Seir, and Jacob journeyed to Succoth, built himself a house and made booths for his livestock. Therefore, the name of that place is called Succoth.
好，我们回顾雅各这一段的经历，说明什么呢？
As we review all of Jacob's experiences, what does that tell us?
是不是我们又看见一个看似矛盾的一个，被神所拣选的人的一个生活？
Don't we again see a person chosen by God has this contradictory life?
他是有启示，有看见的。
Jacob was the one who had this revelation and who actually followed God.
神向他说话。
Because God had spoken to him.
神向他保证。
God had assured.
我们说他应该是有信心的。
So he should have been a man of faith.
但是当他面对真实的情形，面对生活中的难处。
But as Jacob was dealing with the true problems of life and all the conditions.
或者面对困境的时候。
Or as he was facing the difficulties.
里面又七上八下的。
Again, in his heart, there was this misgivings up and down emotions.
这也是我们基督徒生活的光景。
Isn't this the exact condition of us Christians' life?
我们下个礼拜一起公司。
And the coming Monday, we'll go to work.
老板给我们一张这个这个
pink
这个解雇信。
And the Lord might, I mean, your boss might hand you this pink slip.
哎呀，谢谢你二十年来对公司的贡献。
And he said to you, "Thank you for your contribution for the past 20 years."
但是呢，很遗憾。
But regrettably,
好，希望你以后做得更好。
We have to let you go, and we hope that you would have an even better job.
哎，我们的心里面不知道什么感觉。
I don't know what the sentiment of our heart might be.
是的，我们相信主必预备我们前面的路。
Yes, we do believe that the Lord will prepare our way before us.
哎，但是我们想，今天呢、啊，这个经济环境啊，这个职场上确实不好找工作。
But considering today's economy, it's so hard to find a job.
赶快回家去，我们看看找找朋友，或者是这个托人帮帮忙。
So we should just rush home maybe to get some connections from a friend to help us out.
这是我们里头真实的东西。
That is what's true within us.
哎呀，我这个下个礼拜拿到医生的一张化验报告单。
Or it could be that next week you have a lab report from your doctor.
里面到底是好是坏不知道呢。
You don't really know whether it's good or bad in it.
是的，我们是属主的人呢。
Indeed, we belong to the Lord.
我们相信主带领、引导、保守我们，怀抱、抱出来我们的一生。
We believe that the Lord is leading, preserving, and protecting us, and He carried us and held us all this time.
但是我们里头仍有担忧，对不对
？But still, we have this worry within us. Isn't that so?
我想这种矛盾是交集我们的一生。
And I believe that this kind of contradiction simply weaves the whole fabric of our life.
这是我们瓦器里的真实的光景。
And this is the true condition of the earthen vessel.
其实我们不需要掩盖，像保罗一样，不需要掩盖什么。
So we should be just like Paul. We don't need to cover up anything.
我们的主太知道我们的本相。
Because our Lord knows the well of our true being.
但是主仍然怜悯我们，把他宝贝放在我们这样的瓦器里。
But the Lord has mercy upon us, so He has placed this treasure within us, the earthen vessels.
我们看见保罗的经历。
Here we see Paul's experiences.
有一天会渐渐也成为你我的经历。
One day will gradually become yours and my experiences.
雅各的经历。
Jacob's experience.
有一天也会成为你我的经历。
One day will also likewise become your and my experience.
我们看见以色列的晚年。
And we also see Israel's old age.
多么明亮的以色列。
And Israel was so clear and bright before God.
以前的雅各不见了。
And then the former Jacob simply disappeared.
人看见是一个以色列。
When men look at him, they saw Israel.
一个与神同在的神在他里头的以色列
The one who has God's presence with him
一个有充满了属天生命的以色列
The Israel, the person who's filled with the heavenly life
另一面我们是不是一同来默想一下
Now, on the other hand, we would like to consider a few points here
我们从保罗的或者雅各的经历里头，我们还有些对我们的一些帮助、一些启发呢、启示呢
？What is the what which we could draw from Jacob and Paul's experiences as to the revelation and from lessons from them？
我们每个人的生活经历、人生道路都不一样。
Each of us has a different life experiences and life journeys。
我们有句话叫做说，吃什么样的饭，长什么样的人，是吧
？We Chinese sometimes see, the kind of rice you eat will make you into the kind of person accordingly.
我们基督徒的人生道路一样哈。
So likewise, I feel this is so true with our Christians' life pilgrimage.
神把我们安排在不同的人生道路上。
God has placed us into at different places of our life journey.
尤其是我们信主以后
Especially after we believe in the Lord
神在不同经历不同的人生经历不同的道路
God allows us to encounter different experiences or different ways
让我们成为那样种人
So that we are formed into a particular person
我们每个人都有不同的一面
And every one of us has a different aspect of life journey
在不同的经历道路上，让我们看见自己的本相。
In different experiences and different ways that allows us to see our true color.
就知道我们不过是瓦器，出于尘土，归于尘土。
So that we will come to the understanding that we are mere earthen vessels. From dust we come, to dust we shall return.
不过是蒙恩的罪人。
We are merely sinners saved by His grace.
尤其是在我们的经历当中，我们看见自己的那种起伏不定。
Especially throughout our experiences, we could sense our own emotional up and down.
看见我们自己也是一样的，高高低低的，不稳定的。
We see we're just like the other people, unstable, up and down in our spiritual life.
这样我们会不会，我们这个人会不会少一些的骄傲呢？
If we could see this through ourselves, then maybe we could have less pride.
我们会不会多一点的谦卑呢？
Maybe we could have more humility.
换句话说，我们会自己多减少一点自己的自我呢？
Maybe we could decrease more of ourselves.
多增加一点基督的那一份呢？
And increase more of the portion from Christ.
江弟兄给我有几次印象非常深的，在一个在特会里头。
And at a conference, Brother Kong so deeply impressed on me in this way.
不是他信息。
It's not his message.
不仅仅是他信息。
Well, I should say not only his message.
大概弟兄姊妹已经有印象了，大概我的印象中至少有两次吧，以上。
Brothers and sisters probably also have the same impression, but as far as I know, at least twice.
我们年老弟兄至少在讲台上，他说：“我是不配的人。”
Our elderly brother said this at least twice at the pulpit, saying that I am so unworthy.
我们弟兄几乎是流着眼泪讲这个话。
And when he said this, he was almost shedding his tears.
我在主的光中，我是完全卑微不配的。
He said, I am so totally unworthy and humble in the sight of God.
是靠着主的恩典能够再讲。
It is by the Lord's grace that I am who I am.
我印象当中我们弟兄几乎是手都有点抖抖的，这么表示他心中的对主的这个恩典的这种感激。
And as far as I can remember, our brother said this with hands shaking and trying to explain.All the gratitude he had toward the Lord.
我里头的感深深的感觉，我们弟兄是一个谦卑的弟兄。
So I truly feel that our brother is so humble.
这个谦卑是生命里头流露的。
This humility is outflowing from our life.
没有什么虚假的东西在里头。
There is nothing, no falsehood within it whatsoever.
第二个点我想提，就是说我们看见这个生命的历程呢。
Now the second point I want to mention is, as we consider of the life of pilgrimage,
我们是渐渐的成长的。
We grow gradually.
我们的道路是在这个走在这个道路当中渐渐的老练起来的。
We become mature when we walk in this way gradually.
特别对我们年轻人说，我们不会、不可能去拔苗助长。
I just want to say this to our young people that it's not impossible for you to expedite everything. It's like you're trying to pull up the root of a plant and trying to make it grow faster.
就是说，你不可能一天吃成个大胖子。
Likewise, you can never become a real fat person just by one day's binging in food.
你我的生命离成长历程是渐进的。
So the life pilgrimage is always gradual.
我们看见保罗的经历，雅各的经历。
This is so with Paul. This is so with Jacob.
一步一步，神引领我们。
Step by step, God is leading us.
我们生活的经历也帮助我们。
Although our life experiences do help us,
能够帮助我们经历什么叫做真的知识。
To understand, to experience what is the true knowledge.
活的知识。
Living knowledge.
同样，我们圣经里头所讲的知识。
Now, in the same manner, all the knowledge spoken in the Bible
是关乎生命的。
Is about life.
不是做学问。
It's not just for the scholarly study.
也不是仅仅在我们头脑里头思辨。
Nor is it some kind of thinking, arguing in our head.
不是一种理论。
Not a theory.
是我们能够在 生命中去经历的。
But instead, this knowledge from the Bible is something that you can actually experience in your life.
是有丰富的可以经历的知识。
It is an abundant life which you can actually experience.
能够被经历的知识。
Or we could say it's the knowledge that could be experienced.
所以我们说认识基督不仅仅是知道他认识他。
So knowing Christ is not simply knowing it in your head.
而是要去经历他。
But instead you have to experience him.
我们才能够渐渐地形成有基督的那个生命那个性情。
Only in this way, gradually, we will grow into the nature and the character of Christ.
当你越多经历，你的生命就渐渐地成长。
And the more you experience Him, the more you grow in Him.
你越多经历，你越更加老练。
The more you experience Him, the more mature you become.
你缺少经历，就会流于浅薄。
If you lack of all these experiences in Christ, you will become very shallow.
腓立比书三章十节，我们都熟悉的经文，他说：“使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能。”
Now, as we read Philippians 3:10, so that I will know Christ and know the power of His resurrection.
这里所说的认识基督是那个经历的意思。
Here.Paul says, so that I may know him, this know speaks of knowing in your experiences.
他说我要经历基督并他复活的大能。
Paul says, I want to experience him and the power of his resurrection.
在三章八节那里，他是说保罗是说因以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。
And here in 3a, Paul says that I esteem the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord.
那么八节这里讲的认识呢，是借着启示。
And here this know is through revelation.
借着启示可以得到的。
This is the knowledge that you receive by revelation.
但是我们十节这里讲的这个认识基督呢，是借着经历。
But here in verse 10, the knowing Christ is through your experiences.
换句话说，对主有经历上的认识。
In another word, you know the Lord in your experiences with Him.
对主充分的认识是在经历的里头。
This full knowing of the Lord lies in your experiences.
或者我们照着保罗这个腓立比书的次序啊，先有了启示，然后再寻求对基督的那个经历。
According to the sequence of the Philippians, first you have the revelation from the Lord, and then you pursue after this.Experiences in him.
进一步在经历当中来认识基督。
Because after the knowledge, you take one step further. You actually know him in your daily experiences.
并且享受基督那个丰富。
And you will be able to enjoy the riches of Christ.
我记得在我岳父那个追思礼拜的时候那件事。
I remember at the memorial service for my father-in-law.
因为是我领会，然后那个年轻的牧师讲道。
Because I was leading the service, a young pastor was giving a message.
那个年轻牧师的神学院毕业几年。
The young pastor just graduated from a seminary.
他讲的话，引用的圣经都是准确的。
All his words he used are from the Bible, very correctly used.
耳朵听上去没有问题。
As I listen to him with my ears, there's no problem.
但是呢，是一篇道理。
However, to me, it's just a doctrine.
我这么多年常常回想，他这篇道是在写一篇文章。
So as I recall all these years of his message, I feel that he was just writing an essay.
在念一篇作文。
Or he was just reading off a composition.
道理没有办法进到生命里头的。
And that teaching can never enter into man's life.
道理再讲得好。
No matter how magnificent the preaching could be.
不是生命。
It's not life.
主的话是生命，是灵。
But the word of our Lord is life and spirit.
所以我们讲到追求认识主，我们一定要加上说要经历主。
So as we talk about to pursue to know Christ, we have to add experiences to our knowledge.
我们中间也有弟兄曾经交通过，他说我们读圣经也好，我们读属灵的书也好。
Now, a brother from us also shared this with us at one time, whether we study the Bible or all the spiritual books.
或者我们常常各地到处去跑去聚会啊，追求聚会。
Or we often go to different conferences at different places.
弟兄问得很好，我们的目的是什么？
Our brother had one question for us.And he asked such a wonderful question. What's our purpose for all of this?
我们这些读到的结果是什么？
What's the end result of all your reading going to conferences?
让我们这个人头脑知识增多吗？
Is it simply to increase your head knowledge?
让我们有更多的道理说出来表达出来吗？
Is it simply more teachings that you could utter?
让我们觉得自己比别人要高一等吗？
Is it for you to feel you're one up than others?
这不是我们弟兄言话，我只是在把他意思大概交通一下。
This is not exactly the word spoken by our brother. I'm just paraphrasing it to give you the gist of what he said.
真实，我们一切的追求主、认识主、读主的话。
The true reading, true pursuit of the Lord or His Word.
我们应该更多得到基督生命。
It's for us to receive more of the life of Christ.
因为主的话是粮食，吃进去的。
Because the Word of the Lord is actually food for you to take in.
供应我们的生命的。
To provide for our life.
主的话是活水啊。
It's living water.
解我们的干渴
，to quench our thirst，
供应我们整个人成长
，to supply our whole being for us to grow up，
彰显流露基督的性情生命，是不是
？So that we can manifest the overflow the nature and character of Christ。
从保罗的经历，我们就看见这么一个真实的事情，是不是？
So from Paul's experiences, we can see this is so true on him.
保罗的学问最大了。
Because Paul possessed the most learning of all.
论出身，他是很高贵的。
As to his birth, it was a noble one.
便雅悯人，希伯人的希伯人所生的希伯人。
A Hebrew of the Hebrews.
就说律法说他是无可指责。
Concerning the law, blameless.
他学问很大。
He's so scholarly.
但是他最后他说，这些都是粪土。
But in the end, he said, I count all this as rubbish.
唯有认识耶稣基督成为至宝。
For the excellence of the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那哥林多后书让我们看见这位经历主是他至宝的这位使徒。
Now here in 2 Corinthians, we read.About this person who esteemed the excellence of the knowledge of Jesus Christ as his Lord.
我们看见一位渐渐磨成神儿子样子的。
And we see this person who's gradually being formed into the image of the Lord.
我们看见一位主在他身上有击打。
And in this epistle, we see the one who's being smitten by God.
有保护。
Being protected by the Lord,
有管教
and being chastened by,
有启示
and the one being given revelation.
然后我们看见我们的弟兄使徒保罗怎么一路走来。
Then again, we see how our brother Apostle Paul went through all his life journey.
在他的整个人生当中，直到终点。
Throughout whole of his whole life, all the way to the very end of his life.
真是让我们看见一位被主的启得着主启示的人。
We really see this very one who has given this revelation from God.
怎样活出那个启示
？How he actually carried out, lived out all this revelation.
怎样经历了这个宝贝的生命。
How he experienced this precious life.
是的，我们的弟兄他说他是瓦器，还是瓦器。
Indeed, as our brother said, he is still an earthen vessel.
但是要有这个宝贝在瓦，有这宝贝放在瓦器里头。
But there is this treasure in him, this earthen vessel.
不是靠着自己。
Not by himself.
他说是要显明这莫大的能力是出于神。
So that the excellence of the power or the surpassing greatness of the power of God is from God, not from us.
不是出于我们。
It did not come from us.
读到这里的时候，弟兄姊妹有没有觉得？
When we read this, brothers and sisters, at this point, do you feel?
我们里头是不是有安息？
That after you've read this verse, do you have rest in your heart?
其实也不是因为我要去挣扎过基督徒生活。
It's not that we're trying to struggle all the way through our Christian life.
我们的主已经成就了一切。
Because our Lord has already accomplished everything.
主坐在至高者的右边。
Our Lord sits at the right hand of the Most High.
今天我们蒙恩得救人也与主同坐在天上。
So today, all of us who have been saved by His grace, likewise also sit with Him in the heavenly places.
这是我们的地位。
This is our position.
但是也不仅仅是指我们的地位。
Then again, it does not merely allude to our position.
我们读保罗的书信。
As we read Paul's epistles,
特别哥林多后书。
Especially in 2 Corinthians.
我们看见这个坐与主同坐。
We see this is a very concept of to 坐还是主？
坐坐坐下的坐。
To sit with the Lord.
与主同在。
And walk with the Lord.
这个是实在是一个真实的经历。
Truly, truly, this should be our true experiences.
也是可以成就在你我身上的事情。
And this is something that could be accomplished in you and me.
只要我们愿意把自己放在交在主的手中。
As long as we're willing to place ourselves in the hand of God.
我们愿意把我们真实的我们的本相呈现在我们主的面前。
As long as we're willing to expose our true being before the Lord,
主会在他的恩典怜悯中带着我们往前走。
And in His grace, in His mercy, the Lord will continue to lead us onward.
因为我们这个人是虚幻的。
Because all of us are false.
只有神是真实的。
Only God is true.
真实的神。他一定把这个，一定能够把他那个生命真实的、实在的坐在、做成在我们灵魂里头。
The true God for sure will form His true life within us.
我常想，还有两分几分钟，还常在想一件事。
I just have a few more minutes left, and I often think of this one thing.
今天我们看见福音的广传好像很有限制的。
Today, we see that the spreading of the gospel is so limited.
信主的人不多。
And not too many people believe in the Lord.
从另一面我们要看。
Now, from another perspective,
看我们自己。
We have to consider ourselves in this matter.
我们这些人是道理讲的多呢？
Are we preaching more of the doctrine?
还是我们那个生命的发表彰显的多呢？
Or are we able to manifest the outflowing of our life?
今天这个地上真是不缺道理。
Today, in this world, there is no lacking of all the doctrine.
各种各样的道理。
Because you have all kinds of doctrines.
做人的道理。
The doctrine of the manner.
读书的道理。
The doctrine of studying.
道德规范的道理
and all the moral ethical codes,
都是虚空
and all this is the vain.
只有主的话是灵是生命
Only the Lord's word is spirit and life.
只有主在能够在我们身上成做成他自己的那个工作。
And only the Lord can accomplish His own work in us.
我们这些人能够成为那个福音的见证。
So that all of us can become the witnesses of the gospel.
话我们当然要传了。
Of course, we need to vocalize the gospel to preach through our words.
但是我们也要想一想。
But then we have to think of this also.
我们真是要求神怜悯我们。
And we really ask for the mercy from the Lord.
我们传的时候，我们有没有经历？
As we share the gospel, do we ourselves have any true experiences in this?
我们当然可以，应该传那些很高的启示的真理。
Of course, we should all preach the high and lofty revelation from the Bible.
也没有人说他。哦，这么高的启示我已经达到了，没有人做到。
Nobody can say that. Oh, I have actually carried out all the high, lofty revelation in the Bible.
但是我们从保罗的身上，我们个人的后书，我们是不是要一个学习
？But from Paul, in Second Corinthians, shouldn't we have this kind of learning?
一个瓦器。
That is an earthen vessel.
看见自己的不足
sees all his lacking in himself.
我们看见自己的本相
we see our true ourselves.
我们就知道我们是何等一样的人，何等不配的人。
We will come to the understanding what kind of people we are, so unworthy.
因着神的恩典，宝贝今天放在我们这瓦器里头。
And because of God's grace, the treasure has already been placed in us earthen vessels.
神一定能够做成他的工作。
And God will for sure accomplish His work.
神说我们是他手中的工作。
Because God said, "You are the handiwork of my hand."
他要雕琢我们。
He's going to sculpture us.
他要炼净我们。
He's going to purify us.
这些雕琢、炼净、这些十字架的工作，都是借着我你我的经历。
All this molding, all this purifying, all these dealings of the cross are done through our experiences.
否则我们出去不过是道理而已。
Otherwise, whatever we say is simply preaching.
我们只能求主怜悯我们。
So we can only ask the Lord to command His mercy on us.
在我们每一天的生活里头。
That in our daily living.
在我们的家庭生活里头
，That in our family life，
在我们的公司生活里头
，That in our work life，
在我们的社会生活里头
，That in our social life，
在我们的教会生活里头
，That in our church life，
来经历我们的主
，We'll be able to experience our Lord，
经历这个宝贝
，Experience this treasure，
经历这个复活生命的能力
，Experience the very power of the resurrection life，
好让我们这些人更多在主面前。有那个真实的一个光景
，so that more of us could have the true condition that God desires before Him.
人看见我们聚在这里
，as people see us gathering here.
人不是看见你我
，and people do not see you and me individually.
人看见基督
，they see Christ.
能看见耶稣基督坐在同在
，they see Jesus Christ and His presence.
人就把里头的敬畏爱戴归给他
，then.Men will offer to God the fear, the adoration from them, their heart.
好，我们低头祷告。
Shall we bow our heads and have a word of prayer?
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们成了何等样的人，是蒙你的恩典才成的。
What kind of people we have become all because of your grace.
是的，我们是出于尘土，要归于尘土。
Indeed, from dust we come, and to dust we shall return.
是的，我们不过是瓦器。
Indeed, we are but earthen
vessels. 但是我们感谢赞美你，你把这宝贝放在我们里头。
But we thank you and praise you for you have placed this treasure in our heart.
哦，让我们这些人得着的属天的生命。
So that we all have received this spiritual heavenly life.
让我们这些人是有盼望的。
So that we are people who have hope.
让我们这些人能够经历这个宝贝在我们里头。
And also we could experience this treasure that is in us.
好，让我们在跟随你的路上。
So that in this spiritual pilgrimage as we follow you.
更多见证这个宝贝的荣美。
we could testify of the beauty of the Lord even more.
见证这个宝贝的光辉。
Testify of the splendor of the treasure.
好让人从你的家。
So that from your house.
看见基督的荣耀。
People could see the glory of Christ.
奉靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.